Today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast AgNet. Well, Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Kathleen Merrigan was in our great state for a big announcement pertaining to the Natural Resources Conservation Service Wetlands Reserve Program.
We have historically worked with the state of Florida and all states around the country on the Wetland Reserve Program, where we help farmers and ranchers put land into easements, permanent easements for conservation, for wildlife habitat, for water quality purposes. So I'm here about the WRP. Oh, okay, fine. But here's the big news. Normally, a state might put in 250 acres on average over the course of the year in the WRP. Florida's been a little higher. It's been on average 1,700 acres. We're here today to announce 26,000 acres going into the Wetland Reserve Program.
Merrigan said that she will not have a better stop along her travels throughout this administration, as she is super excited about the program announcement.
This is really big. It is the largest. It is way outside of the scope of things that we normally do, but there were compelling environmental reasons to do so.
And Merrigan says that the enrollment of the acres could not have happened without the cooperation of all of their partners.
We have worked very closely with the Nature Conservancy and the South Florida Water Management District, because we're not going alone. We're all working together, all putting in resources into this project. But for the feds, the amount of money that we're putting in is close to $90 million.
And of course, the most important partner of all, the farmer.
It tells you a lot about our farmers and ranchers and their commitment to conservation. This is not something that we're mandating. This is a voluntary program, and people have stood tall here and recognized the importance of protecting the watershed.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.